On the program, we're going to talk about an issue that's been getting a lot of attention lately, and that is on here to talk about this is somebody who's written a book on the topic, Dinesh Dani, and thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Hello, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Let's just start with your relationship to autism. This is personal to you, right?
I happen to have two boys. They're now 18 and 16, but they were diagnosed with autism. You know, when they were about three years old. So one of them was even later. The first one was at almost 5 years old when we said, all right, he's not developing speech. He's not, he's very hyperactive. He wouldn't stay in one place and listen to anything. He was not responding to words and, not speaking sentences either. So we took him to the doctor. Doctors had suggested therapies, and we were already engaged in therapies by age three, but then he was formally diagnosed just before he went to school. We were hoping that he'd be out of it, but he's stayed on the spectrum since he was about 5 years old. Yeah.
So this led you to take a deeper mm-hmm. dive. What exactly did you look into? And we'll, as we go on, we'll talk about some of your findings and views on this. But talk to me a little bit about what you've researched and why.
Right. So my research was really started right after I found out what might be causing their autism. Originally, you're always told that autism is something that's happening genetic. But then we didn't have anything on either side of the family, my wife and I. And I was really at a loss to explain what was going on, what had caused autism in my boys. And then a breakthrough came when I happened to look at an MRI scan that one of the neurologists had ordered, back in 2016, late 2016, early 2017, is when I figured what might have happened to the boys. And essentially, an MRI scan showed traumatic brain injury, white matter scarring in my second boy. The second boy was also subject to, did some research and I figured that they were both subject to prolonged hours of labor induction. And that labor induction, prolonged exposure to contractions had caused traumatic brain injury in both of them. And it was visible as scarring in my second boy, but then there's also cases where it's not visible, like in my first boy, it wasn't.
What is the medical community's response? It does sound. We've done a lot about brain injuries, especially those involving athletes at later years. But it sounds to me like mm-hmm. you're saying there's some sort of brain injury that could occur during the birthing process. And what's the medical community's response to this? What have you heard?
Unfortunately, this falls in the category of birth injuries. And there is resistance to coming up and owning up to causing brain, birth injuries within the medical establishment, for one. And then there's a big insurance, malpractice insurance lobby that is very powerful because they are all privately held companies. So that doesn't want people to know what is going on out there.
Well, what is your reaction? And it sounds to me, mm-hmm. some would say, well, you're not a medical professional, but you are a researcher and you do have credentials. How do you respond to that, mm-hmm. that you're coming at it from a different perspective than, say, the traditional medical community?
Right. The traditional medical community, there is things that they're allowed to say and things they're not allowed to say. And me being a researcher and not a medical professional, I can say the truth as it is versus, they are medical professionals are, kept under check by medical boards and the entire establishment, and they have to watch out for what they're saying. And essentially, if you notice on my book, I do have reviews from doctors that are on my site, but they are mostly people that are retired from the profession and,
Okay, we've just about run out of time. We've just about run out of time, but I do have one final question for you. Actually, your views are challenged or basically not being acknowledged as much as you would like by the medical industry. But based on your view, what is the solution? Do we change the birthing process? Is there something that can be done to reduce the amount of autism if, in fact, autism or certain cases of it are caused by brain injury?
So the solution would be to, restrict labor induction, this process of inducing labor with contractions and allow the natural process to take its course, versus interfering with what has been a process that is designed by nature and takes care of itself very well. And to address the other part of it, there is research out there that backs up everything that I'm saying in my book, Autism Causes and Well, but we are not recognized that way because there is elements out there that don't want this to be known publicly.
Well, it's a very interesting prospect, a very interesting perspective, as autism is getting a lot of debate these days. Again, the book is Autism Causes Unveiled. The author is Denise Danny, and I'm guessing that book is available through the usual channels, Amazon and what have you?
Yes, it's available on Amazon. It's free on Kindle Unlimited as of now, and then it's only a couple of dollars on regular Kindle.
Denise Danny has been with us. Autism Causes Unveiled. I'm sure a conversation that is just getting started and will continue for some time. We thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bruce, for having me. Yeah, I appreciate it.